During the first 2 years in Japan, Dr. Broke was quite satisfied with this new role in which he found himself. However, from 1855 onwards, conflicts with Donker Curtius occurred more and more frequently. The meddling in these conflicts by the Dutch naval officer, G. Fabius, who made voyages to Japan in 1854, 1855, and 1856, worsened these conflicts until the director recommended van den Broek's recall to the government in Batavia at the end of 1856. The conflicts themselves were of minor importance, but in the hothouse atmosphere of the small island, where it was impossible to avoid each other, they grew into affairs of gigantic proportions. Dr. Broek, who lived for his love of natural science, saw many of his endeavors thwarted by the measures of the director. Even when the Dutch-Japanese Treaty of 1856 came into force, granting freedom to the Dutch to take walks in Nagasaki without being followed by Japanese spies and reporters, Metsuke, the Japanese continued to follow the Dutch. The director did nothing to make it possible for Dr. Broke to visit the workshop of his pupils, which was of great importance to him to see the work being done there.